Well, folks, we are opening up this week's inbox, and Andrew Hess came back to join me for this question. Hey, Andrew.
Hello.
Because as he said in the roundtable, you know, now that he is actually looking towards, well, I think you have for a while been considering pastoral work and stuff.
But, yeah.
Becoming much more invested in your own church. So you probably have some great ideas, especially having gone through seminary and having had to preach in churches, having done weddings. You've probably gotten your fair share of good and yeah. bad impressions. So,
sure.
So we're just going to flat out ask you, because I think a lot of people, just when it comes to practically speaking, especially, you know, we heard in the roundtable, you're in a huge church. You don't even feel you have a connection to your pastor, or mm-hmm. you feel like maybe you know your pastor too well and he's just an average guy to you, or, you know, anywhere yeah. in between. So folks want to know, what are some great ways that I can encourage or thank my pastor?
Awesome.
For this challenge and beyond.
Yeah. And I think the first thing that jumps into my mind is recognize that one of the first things you can do and best things you can do is to be praying for your pastor. A lot of times I think we feel like our pastors have arrived. Like the reason that they're pastors or are teaching the Bible is because they've arrived and that they don't need any help. And that's not always the case. A lot of pastors feel like, you know, even spiritually speaking, that there's kind of a target on their back. Like the more they minister the word and the more that they're reaching people, that the enemy can come against that and work against that in very real ways. And so our pastors need our prayers. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our encouragement, I think, is to let them know where I'm praying for you. Like if there's ever specific things you need, please let me know. I want to be a prayer warrior for you. I think that means a lot. But other than that, I think communication and kind of opening that pathway of communication to your pastor of here are some things I want to encourage you with and ways that I want to encourage you, where I think, you know, one of my things is I'm a communicator. And so I love to use communication to encourage. So some things that I've done, you know, I'll tweet something my pastor said in a sermon, like a great quote from him, and tweet it out and just say, great word for my pastor this mm-hmm. morning. And I know that he sees that he has a Twitter account, and you know, I tag him in it. And I think that's a creative way. I'm a young adult, and so I think it's kind of like, hey, this is a neat thing I can do. Mm-hmm. I also, you know, I think writing notes is a great thing. We need to get back to that. Mm-hmm. You know, not just an email. An email could be, you know, you could send him a quick email, like, hey, just wanted to let you know, like this Sunday, like Spirit really did a lot in my heart through your mm-hmm. word, through your ministry. But also like handwritten notes mm-hmm. can be great. I think, you know, we're kind of moving up to Clergy Appreciation Month at Focus, and mm-hmm. we really like to take the month and say, hey, we want to provide all these opportunities. And so one thing I would encourage you to do is to download the Clergy Appreciation Guide. I think Balance will have it on their website. Mm-hmm. The Thriving Pastor website also has it. It's a PDF you can download that is just loaded with great ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think another a great idea is to get your friends together, get people together to do something big. Like maybe, you know, all of you write an encouraging note and then just, you know, send him a box full of encouraging notes and mm-hmm. like, you know, candy, or, you know, if you know he likes a certain candy bar, get him some or something. Mm-hmm. And little things like that, where it just says, we are so glad you're our pastor. Like, we are so glad that we are under your ministry and that you're here for us and that you're there. Because a lot of us forget how much goes into the pastoral role. Mm-hmm. You know, a pastor is not just sitting in his office 40 hours a week, poring over Greek and Hebrew texts. Mm-hmm. That a pastor often will have families come to him in crisis. Like, they might have a problem with children, or there might be a loss in the family. You know, there are funerals that are a regular part of a pastor's ministry. Hospital visits, all of these things that they often do behind the scenes and often don't publicize. But a lot of times pastors can be very exhausted in the work that they're doing. And so remember that, recognize that, and really appreciate all that they do for you. Because, you know, you may have never had, you know, a tragedy in your life where you've had to have a pastor step in and be there for you, or your church family hold you up. But they're there to do that. And they do that for a lot of people in the community. And so I think just recognizing all that your pastor does and being able to say, you know, thank you for all the ways that you shepherd us. Because honestly, God has, you know, Christ has handed down the mantle of shepherding his sheep, you know, to these pastors. They are shepherds. And I love Peter. He talks about when we meet the master shepherd, you know, so it's kind of like, imagine all of these pastors who are shepherding for Christ. And Christ is kind of like, they're doing my work before me. They're my hands and feet in the church. And to really just have that vision for, man, I am so grateful. Another thing, an addendum, is there might be a lot of people out there who are kind of like, you know, if you knew my pastor, you would say I should scold him, not encourage him. Like, you know, there's probably people listening that are frustrated with their pastor, and maybe they've even been thinking about leaving their church because of it. And I think two things to that person. First, recognize the things you do have to be thankful for. You know, a lot of times we drift towards the problems in any relationship, like, oh, I don't like this, or I wish he didn't do that. And to be, what are the things you're thankful for? Like, what are the great things that he is gifted and he does? What are the good things? And then secondly, to become part of the solution. You know, maybe there's areas that I could encourage him or ways that I could support him that would help him in maybe an area that I've perceived he's weak, mm-hmm. you know, and to say, instead of kind of being in there with your arms folded and saying, oh, I wish he didn't, like, you know, I wish he preached on this more, or I wish he, you know, didn't preach like that, to say, what, maybe there's a way I could be part of the solution. Maybe in your prayer saying, Lord, help him minister the way Christ would. Help him to be Christ in our congregation, in the ministry of the word. So
okay. Yeah, those are great thoughts. Thanks so much, Andrew. I think it's hard and it's varied. And I mean, there are just many different ways. I think the biggest thing is we always have to keep it top of mind. I mean, you mm-hmm. have to intentionally do it. Otherwise, no one else is just going to step in and do it for you. So
absolutely.
Good thought there.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can get your question on a future show. And also make sure that you are giving us your feedback about Rock the Body. We want to hear about Rock the Body as a whole. Make sure that you complete that little short essay, get it to editor@boundless.org. Make sure you take the final survey, get all your stuff in, all your final challenge things. If you haven't done that, it's really going to be a lot of fun to assess how this went overall, and we've been so encouraged already. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.